Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Make progress around that horse and over 100 metres to Sebastian's Boy. 400 metres to go, third quarter in 28.9. And Just Believe does it easily. 4 metres to Sleepy and then 4 metres Ebony's Avenger. Sundon's Courage struggles. Olivici on the outer from Chinese Whisper. 100 to Sebastian's Boy. Into the straight, Just Believe 4 metres in front. Does it easily from Sleepy and on the outside, Ebony's Avenger. But Just Believe, this great horse, this true champion, is going to make this look very easily indeed. And Just Believe goes on to do it again. Just Believe by 6 metres. Win 28 for this freak.
Just Believe takes out race number 4, the City of Melton Scotch Notch Memorial. Scotch Notch was a winner of 2 Inter Dominions. Just Believe is a winner of 2 Inter Dominions. And as you could tell by the call, it was a pretty stressless sort of win. Just Believe found the front off Sleepy with only, I suppose, a short time after the start with no pressure whatsoever. They all sat in the running line and it was just a dash home. They ran a mile rate of 159.0, a lead time of 47.4, the first quarter 31.5, 30.6, the third quarter 29. That is track work speed for a horse of Just Believe's ability. Dashed up the straight 27.1. Sleepy sat leaders back and ran a nice clear second. Ebony's Avenger come from 3 pegs, got home well for third. Olivici had it make a good ground. It got beaten 21 metres, but it was sitting last going down the back straight. Chinese Whisper, who came out in front of it, got beaten 25.9 metres. Sundon's Courage, first up from a spell, he was sitting 4 pegs but pulled extremely hard. I spoke to the trainer, Chris Angove, later on in the night, and he said he almost choked down, and when Mark finally pulled him out, he was just run out of breath. So he struggled on the home corner and dropped out. And poor Sebastian's Boy, who was absolutely exhilarating in his win, first up from a spell, just didn't want to take part in the race and galloped in the score up and was nowhere to be seen after that. Bronte, it was just a walk in the park for Just Believe, and as Greg said, just a nice little race to keep him ticking over.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I have ever seen a trotter run a quarter of 27.1, and visually looking at it, it looked like he was going slow because he was that relaxed and Greg was not moving a muscle. And it was just incredible that the horse ran a fourth quarter when he just didn't look like he was travelling that fast. And I think that could speak to how perfect his gait is and how relaxed he is of an animal. And Greg seemed quite happy and confident after the race. I was talking to Greg earlier in the week, trying to suss out if there still could be a Sweden campaign this year with Just Believe. And every time I asked the question, he just smirked. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. I don't think he wants to say his answer just yet, but it does seem like it could still be on the table.
Yeah, it's certainly not off the table. I could pretty much guarantee that, but I won't say that it's a lock-in or anything because Greg won't divulge that information. But look, I think he's going so much better, and that's hard to say when he was going so well before he went over there last year, but I think he's going even better now than what he was 12 months ago. So, you know, if he does go back, I think he could really give him something to chase, because I think he's a much, much better horse now, and he's just doing it so very well at the moment, and he's got the big slot race coming up in New Zealand to contend. That's his next one off the rank, and he'll be looking forward to that, and that was just a really easy win to keep him ticking over towards that race.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess they will see how he goes in New Zealand against Australasia's best horses before they decide if he's going to Sweden. And it probably will be his toughest task, looking at how that field is developing for the Tab Trot. That's going to be so exciting, that race. I believe Greg kind of indicated that he potentially, depending on how he travels, he may have a start the week before the Tab Trot in New Zealand. Which could be really good for the horse to adapt to New Zealand's racing before the big race.
Well, he seems to love backing up, so it's probably not a bad idea. Greg knows his horse spot on, so if that's what he's looking to do, it's because he knows exactly how this horse performs his best, and having a run the week before could possibly just make sure he is cherry ripe, because, like you say, it's going to be an amazing race. We've got the best trotters in Australia and New Zealand going head-to-head in that race, and, yeah, it's going to be some sort of race, so can't wait to see them all clash over in New Zealand. But moving back to Melton, race number 5 was the Allied Express Ian Daff Memorial Mare's Pace for 70 to 99 class mares, taken out by Heavenly Charm for the Little Black Book. Here is the concluding stages.
Charm, they were followed 4 metres, La Belle Bijou, 3 back on the peg line, Tangoon with Sierra winding up 3 deep, 3 metres then to Rosarito Miss outside of Candy's Butterfly, and 6 metres away Nakula, 28.2 the third quarter, into the straight, leader is Shanlu by 3 metres, Heavenly Charm, Nikki Nana, 3 deep, Tangoon with Sierra, then La Belle Bijou and Candy's Butterfly, Shanlu in front, here's Tangoon with Sierra down the centre, the inside Heavenly Charm, and also Candy's Butterfly from a long way back. Heavenly Charm gets through on the sprint lane with Chris Venozio, takes the lead, Heavenly Charm in front, Heavenly Charm 1.5 metres. Now second has gone to Shanlu, 1 metre away, Kendi's Butterfly third, 1/2 head in front of Tangoon with Sierra.
And Heavenly Charm, Chris Venozio, takes out the Allied Express Ian Daff Memorial Mare's Pace. It was a terrific win. It sat leaders back, and it was played out a long way from home when Shanlu and Rosarito Miss went crazy hard early into the first corner. Trying to get the front was Rosarito Miss. Got 95% of the way there, but couldn't quite cross Shanlu. Shanlu was able to punch through, hold the front, and Heavenly Charm kicked up and held leaders back, which was the perfect spot for it. Nikki Nana made a move around to the death seat, giving Nakula the 1-1. And then down the home straight, you see Tango and with Sierra and Kendi's Butterfly both made a really late bid, and La Belle Bajour coming in late and made a dive at the winner. But Heavenly Charm had it too easy sitting on the leader's back to dash through up the sprint lane. But Shanlu was a terrific effort after doing that early berm to still be there at the finish and getting beaten just 1.2 metres from the horse that had the cold sit on your back was a terrific effort. Kendi's Butterfly just 2.3 metres away third. Tango and with Sierra, I thought, was terrific getting home. It got beat just 2.5 metres and La Belle Bajour 4.5 metres. So a great finish to the mare's race. They went 152.7, set up with that early speed time of 7.1 lead time, then 26.7 for the opening quarter. They did tap the brakes. They got it back to a 30.3, 28.2 down the back, 28.2 home. And as I said, Heavenly Charm, who just loves being tucked away on the pegs, having a cold sit, just absolutely lapped that up there Saturday night.
Yeah. That was a really good performance from Heavenly Charm. And I'm just having a look now. There is actually something I have noticed about this horse's breeding, and it's specifically the stallion, Rock and Roll Heaven. And now this is only going to be interesting for the really minute group of people like me who like to look at patterns. But there are a few mares by Rock and Roll Heaven and geldings too, that when they... Rock and Roll Heaven is not the most exciting looking horse, but he occasionally will throw a horse that has got so much white. It will have white legs, it will have like a white face or something, and Heavenly Charm is one of them. And I'm trying to think of the name of the one. There was this really super horse that went through the yearling sales. I think it went through Alibi, then it went won all the big races and got sold to America. Is it She's All Rock potentially? But she had all the white too, and there's been a few like psychedelic, and just seeing that race then and looking at the results in front of me, it reminded me that every time we've had a AG's White Sox is another one. When you have a Rock and Roll Heaven and they pop out with white on them, it's a good sign. And I know that's a little bit on a tangent there, but great drive from Chris Sinosio. And he seemed in the post-race interview maybe a bit worried at how she had to kick up to find the leaders back in Shanlu at the start, that it might have taken a bit out of her, but she still smashed the line. And just looking at the sectionals there, Tangoing with Sierra was the standout sectional performer, but she just got too far back, and it would have been too hard for her to make up ground and win, as she did have to already cover an extra 20 metres and only got beaten 2.5 metres. So a great performance from all, and we know that there's a few horses in that race that are ready to win one.
Yeah, they certainly are. And that early burn by Shan Liu to still finish so close, I thought was an excellent performance, especially when it was so low in the ratings in that race. I mean, Tango and Sierra was nearly 30 points higher than Shan Liu. So it's certainly got a future in front of it. I hope you're right about the heavenly, the rock and roll heaven with the whites. I've got a little filly here at the moment, and she's got a big white blaze. She's a half sister to Mirakuru. So
Oh.
hopefully she can do the job. She's only yearling and about to start getting broken in.
Did the mother have a white face?
No, mother doesn't. Mother's got a
See,
tiny little white spot, and that's it.
that's why I find it so fascinating where the white comes from. And I noticed it first with She's All Rock. I had to Google to make sure it was the right horse I'm thinking of. And she's got the big white leg at the back and a big white face. Psychedelic was another one. And now Heavenly Charm. So I believe I've seen a photo of your little baby, Steve, somewhere, and I know exactly what you're talking about with all the white. So you might have the next little star filly coming through.
We can only hope so. I had Blue Suede Hooves was a rock and roll heaven as well, and he had a big white blaze as well. So the stallion does throw them, that's for sure. He's got a lot of
Don't know
them with
where it
white on
comes
them.
from.
No, he must be from his granddam or something like that. You'd have to go back through the families.